కీర్తన చరితామృత క్లాస్. హరే కృష్ణ. ఐ వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ టు అవర్ భక్తి సంఘ జప కాన్ఫరెన్స్ కాల్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ చైతన్య చరితామృత క్లాస్. అండ్ టుడే వి ఆర్ వెరీ ఫార్చునేట్ టు హ్యావ్ విత్ అస్ హర్ గ్రేస్ అంజనా గోపిక మాతాజీ టు ఎన్లైటన్ ఆన్ ద టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ అంత్యలీల. హరే కృష్ణ అంజనా గోపిక మాతాజీ, ప్లీజ్ అక్సెప్ట్ మై హంబుల్ ఒబీసెన్సెస్. ఆల్ గ్లోరీ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ అండ్ గురు మహారాజ్. థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్ మాతాజీ ఫర్ జాయినింగ్ ద సెషన్ అండ్ గివింగ్ యువర్ వెరీ వండర్ఫుల్ సారీ వెరీ వాల్యుబుల్ టైమ్ అండ్ association this morning and enlightening on the topic. I hand over the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanat Pranam. Our glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving me this opportunity. I know that I'm not qualified to talk about Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. But
Hare Krishna, Anjana Gopika Mataji, your voice is lit very low. So if you can come near to the mic, that will be good.
I am near only, Mataji. Is it okay, Mataji, now?
Yeah, now it's much better. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
And do you want me to share the verses or you will do it?
Yeah, I have a book if you want. Mataji want, Vintha Mataji, that's fine. But I have a book, Mataji.
Okay, then I'll share it for others, okay?
Okay, Mataji.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving me this opportunity. I know I'm not qualified to talk about Chaitanya Charitamrita, but devotees are so merciful, especially Kritida Sundari Mataji requested me to do the classes. By all the devotees' mercy, I hope I can share my some realization in these verses. We can start today Chaitanya Charitamrita. Antalila, part 2, 9th chapter, 116 onwards.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, జయద్వైత చంద్ర జయో గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఏథా కాశీ మిశ్ర ఆసీ ప్రభుర చరణే, రాజా రాచరిత్ర సవ కైలి నివేదానే.
ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: కాశీ మిశ్ర వెంట్ టు శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు అండ్ ఇన్ఫార్మ్డ్ హిమ్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద కింగ్స్ ఇంటెన్షన్స్.
ప్రభు కహే కాశీ మిశ్ర కి తుమి కరీలా, రాజా ప్రతిగ్రహ తుమి ఆమా కరైలా.
అపన్ హియరింగ్ అబౌట్ కాశీ మిశ్రస్ ట్యాక్టిస్ విత్ ద కింగ్, శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు సేడ్, కాశీ మిశ్ర, వాట్ హ్యావ్ యూ డన్? యూ హ్యావ్ మేడ్ మీ ఇన్డైరెక్ట్లీ టేక్ హెల్ప్ ఫ్రమ్ ద కింగ్. పర్పోర్ట్: When the king heard the details of Gopinatha Patanayaka's unfortunate condemnations, he was induced to excuse his debt, in particular because he felt that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very sorry about this incident. The Lord did not like the idea that the money portrayed to Gopinatha Patanayaka was indirectly a contribution to him. Therefore, he immediately protested.
Mishra kaye suna prabhu raja ravachane, akapate raja ehi khaile nivedane.
Kasi Mishra said, my dear king, my dear lord, the king has done this without reservation. Kindly hear these statements.
Prabhu yena nahi jane na raja amara lagiya, dui lakshya kahana kaudi dile khacha diya.
The king said, speak to the lord in such a way that he will not think for my sake the king has voted to 200,000 kahanas of cowries. The cowries is like an American cent or Japanese yen. In the old medium of exchange, the first unit of currency was a small coin called a kouri. Four kouri made one ganda, 20 gandas made one panna, and 16 panas made one kanas. Gopinatha Patanayaka owed the government 200,000 kahanas. The king absolved him of this debt. Ari appointed him to his post and doubled his salary. Bhavanandera putra sava mura priyatama iha sava kare ami dekhi atma sava. Informs Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that all the sons of Bhavananda Rai are especially dear to me. I consider them like members of my family. Ata eva yahan yahan dehi adhikara kae piye lute vilayana korona vichara. Therefore, I have appointed them collectors in various places, and although they spend the government's money, eat, drink, plunders, and distribute it as they like, I do not take them very seriously. Raja Maha Hindra Raja Kainu Rama Raya Ya Kaila Eva Dila Nahi Lekhadaya. I made Ramananda Raya the government of Raja Mahendri. This is particularly no account of whatever money he took and distributed in the exposition. Purport. Near Raja Mahendri is a famous railway station. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati notes that the present Raja Mahendri city is located on the northern bank of the Godavari. At that time, when Ramananda Rai was governor, however, the state capital, which was known as Vidyanagara or Vidyapura, was located on the southern side of the Godavari at the confluence of the Godavari and the sea. That was the part of the country which at that time was known as Rajamahendri. North of Kalinga Desa is Utkalinga, or the state of Orissa. The capital of southern Orissa was known as Rajamahendri, but now the location of Rajamahendri has changed. Gopinath ehi mata bisaya kariya dui chari laksa kahana rayeta kahana. Having been appointed collector, Gopinatha in the same way also generally spent 200,000 to 400,000 kahanas as he likes. Kuchi kichu deya kichu na deya na kari vichara jana sahita apriyate. Dukha paila evara. Gopinatha Patanayaka would collect some and pay some, spending it at will. But I would not consider this very seriously. This time, however, he was put into trouble because of a misunderstanding with the prince. Jana eka kaila iya mui nai jonon. Bhavanandera putra save atma samamahan. The prince created this situation without my knowledge, but actually I consider all the sons of Bhavananda Raya to be like my relatives. Tahan lagi drabya chadi iha mat jane sahajai mora priti haya tahan sane. Because of my intimate relationship with them, I have solved Gopinath Patanayaka of all his debt. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not know this fact. Whatever I have done is because of my intimate relationship with the family of Bhavananda Rai. सुनिया राजा विनय प्रभुर आनंद हेना काले ऐला तथा राया भवनंद हैविंग हर्ड फ्रॉम काशी मिश्रा ऑल दिस स्टेटमेंट कंसर्निंग द किंग्स मेंटालिटी श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु वाज वेरी हैप्पी एट दैट टाइम भवनंद राया अराइव्ड देयर पंचपुत्र सहित आसी पदिला चराने उतान प्रभु तान्रे कैला आलिंगने भवनंद राय अलोंग विथ हिज फाइव सन्स फेल एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु हु लिफ्टेड हिम अप एंड एम्ब्रेस्ड हिम thus ramananda raya all his brothers and their father met Sri chaitanya mahaprabhu then bhavananda raya began speaking tomara kin karaye shobha mora kula e bipade rakhi prabhu punanila mula All these members of my family he said you are my eternal servants you have your eternal servant okay I'll read again all these members of my family he said are your eternal servants you have saved us from this great danger therefore you have purchased us for a proper price
bhaktavatsalya eve prakata karila purve ena pancha pandve vipade tari
You have now demonstrated your love for your devotees, just as when you previously saved the five Pandavas from the great danger.
Netadati mathe Gopinath charane padila Raja ra kirpa vritana sakala kahila
Gopinath patnaika hai his head covered with the silken vapor. Fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and described in details the king's mercy towards him.
Vaki kaudi vada ara daiguna vartana kaila puna visaya adiya netadati parila.
The king has excused me for the balance due. He said he has reappointed me to my post by honoring me with the silken clothes and has doubled my salary.
Kahan tan gera upar se manar pramada kahan neta dhati puna esav prasad.
I was lifted upon the khanga to be killed, but instead I was honored with this silken cloth. This is all your mercy.
Sangera upare tomara charana dhanya kailun charana smarana prabhu ei pala phulin.
On the Kanga, I began meditating upon your lotus feet, and the power of that remembrance has yielded all these results.
Loke samatkaramura esav dekhiya prasamse tomara kripa mahima gana.
Struck with wonder by my efforts, the populace is glorifying the greatness of your mercy
kintu tomara ismarena nahe mukhya pala pala vasaye yati visaya chanchala
however my lord these are not the principal result of meditating upon your lotus feet material opulence is very flickering therefore it is simply a glance of the result of your mercy. One can achieve the highest perfection of life simply by meditating upon the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Generally, people are concerned with the four religious principles, namely religion, opulence, sense gratification, and liberation. However, as indicated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma, Prajita, Kaitavatra, success in these four kind of material and spiritual gain are not the true result of the devotional service. The true result of the devotional service is the actual development of one's dharma, love for Krishna in every circumstance. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopinath Patanayaka could understand that the material benefits he had achieved were not the ultimate result of meditating upon his lotus feet. The true result comes when one is detached from the material opulence. Therefore, Gopinath Patanayaka prayed to the Lord for such detachment. Rama Raye Avani Nathe Kaile Nirvisaye Sei Kirpa Mote Nai Yate Aise Haya. Your real mercy has been granted to Ramananda Rai and Vaninath Rai, for you have detached them from all material opulence. I think that I have not been favored by such mercy. Sutta Kirpa Kara Gosani Kuchabisaya Nirvinaha Hayu Mote Visaya Nahaya. Kindly bestow upon me your pure mercy so that I may also become renounced. I am no longer interested in material enjoyment. Prabhu kahe sanyasiya ve haiva pancha jana kutumma vali bahulya tumara kitare varana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, if you all adopt the renounce order and lose interest in dealing with phones, sailing and pens, who will take charge of maintaining your large family? Mahabhisaya kara kiva virakta vidhasa janme janme tumi pancha morani jadasa. Whether you are involved in material activities or become completely renounced, you five brothers are all my eternal servants, birth and birth. Bhakti Vinoda Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that one should always remember that he is eternally a servant of Krishna. Whether one is engaged in material activity involving phones, sailings, or pains, or is in the arena, in the renounced order, he should always think that he is the eternal servant of God, for that is the real position of living beings. Both taking sannyas and dealing with phone, ceilings and pens are external affairs. Or in any condition, one should always consider how to please and satisfy Krishna. Thus, even if one is involved in great material affairs, he will not become attached. As soon as one forgets that he is the eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes involved in material attachment. However, if one is always conscious that Krishna is the supreme master and that he is the eternal servant of Krishna, he is a liberated person in any condition. Entangling material activities will not affect him. किंतु मोरा का करिला एका अग्ना पलाना पिवायना करिया किछु राजरमो लदाना. However, just away one order from me. Do not spend any of the king's revenue. When a person forgets his position as an external, internal servant of Krishna, he commits many sinful activities. But one who maintains his position as an eternal servant of Krishna cannot deviate from the path of morality, religion, and ethics. At the present, people all over the world, especially in India, have forgotten their relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his eternal servant. Therefore, the principle of morality, religion, and ethics have almost disappeared. This situation is most unprofitable for human society. Therefore, everyone should try to accept Krishna consciousness and follow the principle of Mahaprabhu. Raja Ramula Dhana Diya Eki Sulabhya Haya Sei Dhana Kariha Nana Dharma Karma Vya. First, you should pay the revenue due to the king, and then you may spend the balance for religious and creative activities. Do not spend. Na asad abhayaya na karihayate dui lokoya. Do not spend everything for sinful activities for which he will be loser both in this life and next. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this very. Raya ragrahe prabhura kirpa vivirta kaila bhakta vasyalya gunayate. Bhakta Haila, thus the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was spoken of in the family of Pavananda Raya. That mercy was clearly demonstrated, although it is appropriate to do something different. The result of advancement in spiritual knowledge is not material improvement. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Gopinath Patanayaka how to use material opulence without occurring reaction to sinful life. From this advice, it appeared that Lord encouraged Gopinath Patanayaka to enhance his material condition. Actually, however, he did not. In fact, that was this was but a manifestation of his great affection for his devotees. Sabaya alingya prabhu vidhaya yavedila hari dvani kari sava bhakta uthi gela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them and them all and bade them farewell. Then all the devotees got up and wept, loudly chanting the holy name of hari. Prabhu ra kirpa dekhi savara haila chamatkara tahara bhujite nare prabhu re vyavahara. Seeing the extraordinary mercy of Lord granted to the family of Pavananda Raya, everyone was struck with wonder. They could not understand the behavior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tara save yedi kirpa karite sadila. Indeed, when all the devotees had requested to the Lord to bestow his mercy upon Gopinath Patanayaka, the Lord had replied that he could do nothing. When a person is sinful, he loses both the chance of spiritual advancement and the chance of material opulence. If one enjoys the material or for sense gratification, he is certainly doomed. Advancement is material opulence is not the direct mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nevertheless, it indicates that indirect mercy of the Lord for even a person who attached to material prosperity can gradually be detached and raised to the spiritual platform. Then he can offer causeless purified service to the Lord. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ama haite kichu nai, it is not my business to do anything, he said the ideal example for the person in renounced life. If a sannyasi takes the side of Visayi, a person engaged in material activities, his character will be criticized. A person in the renowned order should not take interest in material activities, but if he does so out of affection for a particular person, that should be considered all his special mercy. Gopinatha ninda ara apana nirveda ei matra kaila ihara na bujiyo veda simply describe the chastisement of Gopinatha Patanayaka and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's indifference, but the deep meaning of his behavior is very difficult to understand. Kasi misra na sadila jajare na sadila Yod Yoga Vina Mahaprabhu Eta Phala Dila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave so much to Gopinath Patanayaka without directly making request of either Kashi Mishra or the king. Chaitanya Charitraye Parama Gambira. The intention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so deep that one can understand him only if he has complete faith in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. Yehi yahan sune prabhura basya la prakasa prema bhakti paye tanra vipadaya yanasa. Whatever, whether or whether or not one understand it, if one hears of this incident concerning the activities of Gopinatha Patanayaka and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's countless mercy upon him, certainly he will be promoted to the platform of ecstatic love for the Lord, and for his all danger will be nullified. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yahara Asa Chaitanya Charitram Eta Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Maha, lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunatha, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Dasa, narrate Sri Chaitanya Maha Charitramrita following in their footsteps. ज्ञानाथमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाश्लाकाय सुखसुरलितम् येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. नम ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रुते स्वामिनिति नाम्नि नमाचार्यपदाय निताय कृपापदायिने गौरकथादामोदयनगरपदं तले नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिविदान्त स्वामिनिति नाम्नि नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्य दिशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुवासुदि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितनाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयति गिरिं यत् कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणे श्रीचैतन्य. Hare Krishna, thank you so much. It's I actually read so much. I don't know how to share, but I just try to share some realization. It's a lot. Srila Prabhupada also gave so much in the purport. And also, I really like here Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami was mentioning the intentions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are so deep that one can understand them only if he has complete faith in the service to the lotus feet of the Lord. And then also he was talking in the verse number 149. I have simply described the chastisement of Gopinatha Patanayaka and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's indifference. But the deep meaning of this behavior is very difficult to understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually he came to deliver the fallen soul. He wanted to give this pure love for Krishna to everyone. Everyone, all the including fallen soul, he was giving this mercy to the Jagai Madai through Nityananda Prabhu, and also he was giving this mercy to all the Mayavadi sannyasis in Banaras, Prakasananda Saraswati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, everyone. And also he was giving his mercy, here we can see he was giving his mercy to all Prataparudra, the king, all the section of people he was giving his mercy. All the Brahmanas, he was giving his mercy, he was giving this mercy to the Mayavadis, he was giving to the mercy to fallen souls like Jagai Madai. And you can see he was giving this mercy here. Gopinatha Patanayaka, he was a tax collector in the government. And then also by giving his mercy to this Gopinath Patanayaka, he was giving his mercy to everyone, other general people. And then Gopinath Patanayaka was mentioning here how means by delivering Gopinath Patanayaka, everyone can they can realize how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so merciful, you know, so merciful. It's in the beginning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not very happy means directly involving in this kind of topic, you know. He was I am a sannyasi, how can I involve all this kind of topic? My mind is polluted, I really want to remember Krishna every moment, and then all these things is coming because they these all Bhavanandas sons are the
minister of the government, and they are collecting so many money, and they are using unnecessarily for their purpose, and then all these things, it comes, all the masses comes to me. I'm not very happy. I wanted to move from this place, you know. Alarnath, he wanted to go somewhere different place, so he may say from this all kind of hearing these activities, you know. But same time he was telling, I cannot say where, I cannot do anything, this Gopinath Patanaika, but he was telling all the devotees, you can pray to Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath, he is all merciful, he can only save, you know. But and again, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning, we never and we cannot understand the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the deep meaning of the behavior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and his devotees' behavior is very difficult to understand. When Chaitanya, all the devotees, they come for the help for the Gopinath Patanaika, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not happy. Why he was not happy? They are all coming for material, some kind of material benefit, and he was not happy. He wanted somebody come there to know about Krishna, hear about Krishna, you know. He want to discuss more about Krishna, but same time his purpose was to deliver all the fallen soul, all the soul, you know, all the jivas who are suffering in this material world. He cannot directly deny all these activities because he wanted to give his mercy. In the beginning also, before he was taking sannyasa, he was actually, he was talking about, he was saying the gopi, and he was chanting the gopi's name. All his friend and his disciple, they could not understand his motive, why he was singing about the gopi's name. And then they were blaspheming to the Lord. That's the reason Lord thought, I came for some purpose, some mission to give this Krishna prema, but they are blaspheming me, or they are offending me. How can they will get this mercy? And that's the reason he took sannyas, and he wanted to give this mercy to the fallen soul. Here, what my realization, what I learned from this pastime, is Lord is so merciful. It does not matter what level they are in. Gopinath Patanaika, he was not doing good behavior, means he was not honest in his work, you know. But Lord is so merciful. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, api cheta sudura charo prachante mam ananyavak, you know, means even one commits the most abominable action, but if he's engaged in devotional service, he is considered a saintly person. Sometimes it's very difficult to understand. Even Srila Prabhupada time also, so many when Prabhupada came and preached here, so many people, they came in Krishna consciousness, and maybe everybody's behavior was not very good, you know. But Prabhupada was dealing in such a way they can purify themselves more and more and surrender to Krishna. And Krishna also saying same thing in Bhagavad Gita, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he was, that's why it is Krishna Das Kaviraj was mentioning here, affectionate anger. Yes, before he was very angry from outside, but he was same time he was very affectionate to Gopinath Patanaika or his their family. He was very, very happy inside, because they were all devotees of Krishna. They were all devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes it may look like sometimes it may look like they are indulging in this kind of act. Activities, but after some time, by practicing devotional service, they may come out from this situation. Just our senior devotees or our acharya, they gave the example of how when somebody is taking sour, we all are different condition by different disease, but if we come in the devotional service slowly, we can cleanse by this kind of sinful desire. Yes, like if somebody is taking a bath, I mean, he will surely clean up. Means now, if he's taking sour, after some time, surely he will be clean person. Like that same way, everybody, even though they have some kind of tendency to do sinful activities because of their previous karma, but if they are engaged in the devotional service, it is okay. And that's the reason Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was okay for that situation. He was still very affectionate in his mood, and especially Krishna is so merciful to his devotees. He's saying in the Bhagavad Gita also, yes, samoham sarva bhuteshu name desyo, means he was telling he is partial to his devotee, you know. He was not especially partial or envy or anything to any person. He was not envy to anyone. He was not he is equal to everyone, you know. He was not partial to anyone, but he has shown his special mercy to his devotee. Because if somebody come and offers something with love and devotion, he will accept. Srila Prabhupada gave the example, king is not partial to his any citizen, but he is especially he loves his children, own children, you know. Even though they all are citizen of the country, but he give special blessing or special care to his own son. Because they are his own son. Like that, devotees, even though Krishna, for him there is no envy, nobody is envy, nobody partial to him, everyone is equal. But same time, somebody comes and renders some service, they are his friend, yes, he is also friend to them. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is showing his mercy, even any soul, any jiva, if they come and do some devotional service to Krishna, he cannot neglect. Maybe he can give some kind of suggestion here, Gopinath Patanaika, how he purify him. Such a way, his tendency was to commit some kind of dishonesty or some kind of sinful activities, but he purified such a way, he was fully surrendered to Krishna, and then he was asking the mercy like his brother, you know, Baninath and Ramananda Rai. That was he was saying. And another Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I really like here. And then Baninath, Ramananda Rai, they were very pure devotee. They were fully dedicated to Krishna. Gopinath Patanaika had not that much of surrender, but he was also devotee. When he realized, when he got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also asked same mercy from the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you give me same mercy because you have not given this mercy to me. You only gave this mercy to my brothers, Bhavananda Raya and Ramananda Raya and Baninath. Actually, while the discussing was happening with the devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, especially he asked how is Baninath in that situation, because all the family, they were arrested because of the Gopinath Patanaika's activities. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially asked what is Baninath was doing, and then everyone, the messenger was telling, he was continuously chanting the holy name of Krishna. Every situation is counting his hand, finger, and chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt very happy in his heart, you know, because his real desire is all the souls, they come in that stage and continuously chant the holy name of the Lord. But same time, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to Gopinath Patanaika, he wanted that mercy in that situation, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew his position, how much he can surrender, you know. That's why he was telling, in this situation, you are, whatever you are doing, that's fine. Because he was telling, you should not do these previous activities now onwards. And then you have to pay all the money of king's revenue, whatever money you took, you were using, you should pay all the money. And whatever money is saved from your salary, you have to use for the religious purpose and fruitive activities, you know. And also Krishnadas Kaviraj was mentioning, by indulging, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling to him, by indulging in this kind of activities, your life will be not successful, you know. Krishna also said same thing in Bhagavad Gita, because if they don't have faith in Bhagavad Gita, if they don't have faith in scripture, their life will be not happy. In this life also, they cannot be peaceful, and what about their next life, you know. Same thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying same thing. You should stop this kind of activities. Now onwards, you should use this money for the purpose of the religious activities and then fruitive activities. He was telling, but Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, and the real purpose is not that, you know. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's real purpose is not that one. When the person is sinful, Prabhupada is telling, he loses both the chance of spiritual advancement and the chance of the material opulence. If one enjoys the material all for sense gratification, he certainly do. But advancement in material opulence is not the direct mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But nevertheless, it indicates that the indirect mercy of the Lord for even a person too attached to the material propensity can gradually be detached and raised to the spiritual platform. Means slowly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't directly give him that mercy. He did give that instruction, just give up everything and become a sannyasi like his brother, you know, leave everything. He said, who will take care of your family member? If you have a large family, who will take care of this if you just leave everything and then continue, means fully engaged in the devotional service, who will take care? He wanted to engage his previous duties, in a religious way and surrender to Krishna. That was, and all the Bhavanandas rise and his family, they came because they were very happy by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They all saved, and that's why they all came and they offered their obeisances, and they were telling, how can we pay this price? You know, how can we are very grateful. We don't know how to repay this kind of mercy. Now actually here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was mentioning, they were also talking how you saved these five Pandavas in previous life. You gave your mercy to them, like same way you are giving mercy to us. Bhavananda Rai is mentioning, he is a Pandu in last life and he is also unaware Pach Pandavas, and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to mercy, means all the sons. He was very dear to them, and even Prataparudra, he was a devotee of Krishna, he was a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was also giving same mercy because of they were the devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had forgiven all their debt, you know, all his Gopinatha Patanayaka debt. And Arjuna, Krishna also, he had a very special connection with five Pandavas. The five Pandavas were very, very devoted. They never complained, whatever condition. They went through so much of difficulty, but they never complained about their life. They were very grateful with Lord Krishna. And every moment they were remembering Krishna. Whatever difficulty came in their life, they were always remembering Krishna. That's why here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also, he was mentioning before this verse, you know, from Brahma's prayer. he was who is eligible to get the mercy of Sri Krishna. He was mentioning Tatena Kampa Sumaksi Susumikseno Gunjane Vatma Kritam Vipakam Ritvaga Bapuvir Vidadana Namaste Jivetayo Mukta Padesa Daya Bhak. Brahmaji is praying this same chapter also. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also mentioning this verse. He is quoting this verse. My dear Lord, one who is honestly awaits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reaction of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. Brahmaji is mentioning here who really wants the Lord's mercy, who is eligible to get your mercy, means whatever suffering it come in their life, they just suffer at the same time. They were very grateful with Krishna because he wanted to clean all my sinful desire. This is a special mercy, Krishna. I offer my obeisances to again and again because you are purifying me every moment. They don't think this is because Krishna is putting something kind of all the difficulties in my life. You know, a devotee is never think who want his real mercy. They never blame to Krishna. They are just feeling this is my this is a very special mercy. Krishna is just purifying me after this all the difficulty. And surely see my see Krishna's lotus feet, and he is very thankful. You know, whatever situation he is in, and always remembering Krishna. That person is very dear to Krishna, means they are eligible to get Krishna's mercy. And the same Pandavas, they were always in that mood. They were always that mood. Krishna, and we can see in Krishna's Mahabharata also how they were. They were never complain any situation, whatever condition they were in. They were always in the side of Krishna, following Krishna's instruction. Same thing here we can see how all the Bhavananda's son, they were the all the devoted son, and then they were very happy, you know, whatever, even though they are going through in the happiness or they are going through distress situation, they were very happy, they were very devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also here Krishna will be very happy with the devotees who are akinchana here. In same time, they think he is the only my proprietor, he is the only my owner, means he can only save me, nobody can save, you know. Kunti Maharani also, she was praying Janmai Surya Sutav Sri Veer, you know, Edamana Madhapuman, means who has all the material opulence. Janma Aishwarya Shruta Srivir Edamana. Maybe they are very proud of their material opulence. But who can get your mercy? Tom Akinsana Gocharam. Means who have nothing material, nothing material, you know. Their only property is Krishna. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted us be in that situation, fully surrender to Krishna and then get his mercy. But same time, he will not force. He knows our situation. He knows the Gopinath Patanayaka's situation. He was not telling you should surrender everything and devoted everything, become a sannyasi and come with me or, devoted everything. He was telling, just who will take care of your big family member? You have to do your work. You have to be in your position, but don't do kind of immoral activities, you know, do religious activities, slowly you can uplift, but always surrender to me, you know, he was requesting. That's why here also he was telling the things. Another thing is a very important thing. Krishna's mercy come through his devotee. You know, Gopinatha Patanayaka, he was not directly approaching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his material distress. He knew, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also knew that, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he knew from the devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu outwardly, he was not showing his direct mercy to also this devotee, because Chaitanya, he is Gopinatha Patanayaka. He was thus telling all the devotees, go and pray to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath, maybe he will, even though you can save one time to him, maybe he will commit again and again same kind of activities, and then how can sannyas involve all these kind of activities again and do all these things? I cannot do, you know. But devotees are always very, very merciful. Any problem, any kind of problem, you know, material, spiritual, it does not matter. Devotees are very merciful. Devotees take directly part of this their life, you know. They will interfere their situation and they will solve their problem. We can see from Sri Srila Prabhupada also, even though he was sannyasi, when he came here, he could see the situation of the that present situation of when he was there. All the people were indulging, they were not following the four regulative principle. They were indulging in illicit relationship. They were not married, and then all this, you know. And Prabhupada was directly, he became priest, and he made them married. And at least you have to be in the married life. You should not indulge in the sinful activities, illicit relations. You cannot be girlfriend and a boyfriend and then practice bhakti, you know. First, to practice bhakti, at least you should follow four regulative principles. And he made them married. He was directly involving in their material affairs. It was, Prabhupada was even mentioning in his purport how so many other sannyasi, they criticize sannyasi, not supposed to be directly involved in this kind of situation. But even here also, Prabhupada mentioned today's purport, when devotee is very merciful, special mercy, very merciful, when somebody is getting special mercy from the senior devotees or pure devotees, they directly indulge in our life. Means they can directly come and interfere in our life. Just like here, Gopinath Patanayaka's things. Here, all the devotees, they were continuously telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the beginning also, they were saying how he was almost died. He had gotten in this situation, and later on, all the family, they were arrested against Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were mentioning to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how it is very hard for them, devotee, you know. For devotees, it's very hard to digest all these things, and they were again requesting to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, Krishna Das Kaliraj Goswami was mentioning, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned, you all go and pray to Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, and maybe Jagannath will take care. And then Harichandan, you know, he was by his Paramatma, he feel some compassion, and he went to the king, and then he delivered this message, what is the right message, you know. And that is all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire, but it came through devotees. And that's why Adi Purana also, Prabhupada mentioning some of the verse, and Chaitanya Charitamrita also, it was saying, ये मे भक्त जना पार्थ न मे भक्ता सते जना मत भक्त स ये भक्ता ते मे भक्त तम मत मीन्स दोज हियर इट सेज कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ इज सेइंग टू अर्जुन माई डियर पार्थ वन हू क्लेम्स टू माई डिवोटी it's not so. Only a person who claims to be the devotee of my devotee is actually my devotee. No one can approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. One must approach him through the pure devotees. You know, That's why Prabhupada is mentioning. Therefore, in the system of Vaishnava activities, the first duty is to accept the devotee as a spiritual master, then to render service unto him. That's why Krishna also mentioning Bhagavad Gita tat vidhi pranipatena pari prasnena sevaya upadakshanti de gyanam yanina. Because they know the truth, you know, they know the tattu. That's why we have to go through to understand Krishna. We have to go through his devotee. Now also we can see here, his devotees are so merciful. Gopinath Patanayika and Kasi Mishra also, he was mentioning same thing. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very unhappy because everybody comes to me for their material benefit, you know, no, not for the spiritual upliftment or not for the Krishna Katha. And then Kasi Mishra was mentioning, he didn't come. He was very respectful and he was giving, no, you should not feel like that because he was not coming. He never came and say anything about his distress. All the devotees were mentioning, you know, and then all the devotees were requesting him, please, free from this situation. And then he actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu purify him such a way. Because he devoted, say, Krishna is like that. Krishna, Prabhupada also mentioned in so many places in purport. He said, a devotee want material benefit from Krishna. That's why in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, we should not go to the demigod for the material benefit. Why? Material benefit, if we go through demigod, what happened? Demigod may fulfill our material desire without consideration, you know. They will, because they don't, with them we don't have any connection. We have jiva, have connection only with Krishna. Just like parents have connection with the children, like same way jiva has a connection with Krishna. Jiva don't have a special connection with the demigod. Because if we pray to demigod, they may fulfill our desire. But Krishna will purify our desire, fulfill our desire. Also, same time, he will purify us also. Here, Gopinath Patanayaka's case also, he was doing all this. He was using all the money. But Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu purified him such a way when he realized that time when he was supposed to kill. And then he saved by the order of Pratapirudra. He feel that is a special mercy of Krishna, and he was promising to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm not doing this kind of things again, you know. And then again also here we can see from the Bhagavatam also how he Lord Krishna purify the Dhruva Maharaj's desire. Even though Dhruva Maharaj has a desire, material desire, but he didn't approach to demigod. He approached to Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu gave last when he was doing all the astuti for the material things. At last, what his realization? Oh, why I came for this broken glass? He feel whatever desire he had before, that is nothing compared to devotional service. When he saw Lord Vishnu face to face, his desire was not anymore very important for him, you know. He was feeling even regret. He was even regretting. Same thing is happening to the Gopinath Patanayaka. Even though when he was getting his special mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was feeling so much of guilty in his heart, you know. And then for this kind of things, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to involve, you know. And even same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mission is not only give the material desire. He want to purify. He will give. Prabhupada said, if Krishna give mercy, he will fulfill our material desire. But if he want to give a special mercy to the jiva, he will take all the material desire. It's not like that. We should be afraid. He will take immediately because he will see our situation, you know. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving his instruction to Gopinath Patanayaka. He said he don't need to immediately surrender and everything and his sannyasi. Because Krishna's main desire is to we can fully surrender to Krishna, but he will not force her, he will not put in such a situation, so we have to be afraid, you know. He will see what is our level also. And Krishna is never happy, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because when he come in this material world, when Krishna comes, all the purposes, whenever he comes, paritranaya sadhunam, yes, vinasaya saduskritam, when Krishna comes, not for the demons, not for any purpose, he comes in this material world. He actually come for the devotees. He actually come for the who is surrendered soul, who is really love Krishna. He want to involve them in his pastime, you know. All the pastime, whatever he did in this material world for his devotee, who has a faith in his name, who has a faith in his pastime. That's why here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, he was, Krishna Das Kaviraj was telling, if someone has complete faith in the service to the lotus feet of the Lord, you know. All this pastime, why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did? For the devotees who has a faith, they can be also be in the pastime, you know. Otherwise, Jiva here, Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva Anadi Bahir Mukha, you know. And Ateva Maya Tare Daya Samsara Dukha means this material, all the difficulties, all the misery, why it is coming to us? Because they know, Krishna knows that things, you know. Krishna knows, all the devotees knows, all the, because we are forgetting Krishna since time immemorial, you know. I mean, when we forgot Krishna, this all the difficulties come. Prabhupada was also mentioning this last example. I will say what Prabhupada said, and then I will end the call. A rich man son, when in the very young age, he just fight with father. I want to be independent. I don't want to be with you. I want to go from you, you know. Even though he was very rich man son, but he went somewhere and he forgot his position, and then he's just slaughtering in the road. And then now he don't have food, he don't have anything, he don't know his identity, he's suffering, he's begging, he's looking for some work. Means he want to be in the good situation, he's struggling, same position is ours. Means, since time immemorial, our science, long time, we are forgetting Krishna. And all the reason we are suffering here because we are forgetting Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't want that, you know. He want us all, everyone, all the jiva, come and surrender to him. And that's why he came as a devotee in the merciful mood, you know. That's how we were talking about how devotees are more merciful than even Krishna. Same things. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the mood of the devotees to deliver us. He has so mercifulness, the same mood he accepted and he came. Thank you so much, Mataji. Please forgive me if I say something wrong. Any mistake, please correct me. Thank you, Pritika Sundari Mataji, for giving my sons. Hare Krishna.
Jai. Krishna Nitya Gopika Mataji, what a beautiful class, very, very beautiful class. Wonderfully, you delivered the message, you know, connecting it to the position of Pandavas, that how they, you know, tolerated, and then quoting the beautiful, the celebrated verse of Brahma, Tattenu Kampasu Sikshamanu, and then quoting the example that how, you know, we should tolerate. And then you took us to various levels from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in the case of Kunti Maharani. You quoted about Kunti Maharani, that how Krishna is the, you know, he is, what do you say, he's the property of the impoverished, Akinchana Gochara. So beautiful, Mataji, and how you connected it to Gopinath Patnaik's pastime. That's so wonderful. And last point I liked, what you quoted is that how Krishna hears to his devotees. Krishna cares for his devotees. So Gopinath Acharya, Gopinath Patnaik didn't approach himself, but through the devotees, and that's why Lord Chaitanya helped him. So beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you so much. Thank you for your wonderful, wonderful association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji. It's all your blessing, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. All grace to Srila Prabhupada and all grace to all the Guru Maharajas. Thank you, Mataji, for the beautiful, beautiful class. And so nicely, cool, calm that you explained. You read all the verses also so nicely. So that we get into the mood of what is explained in the verses. And there were so many examples which you gave about Guru Maharaj. And so many examples you gave to explain the topic. Thank you, Mataji. Would like to hear from you again. I think in the chat also, Prithvi Vilasini Mataji has also sent a message in the chat. So thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. Love your blessing, Mataji. The devotee's association is very...
Hare Krishna. Mataji, can you go ahead? You raised your hand. Gauri Sevika Mataji, you have raised your hand.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for this lovely lecture. And also for reminding the very important concept that if Krishna gives mercy to someone, he can give all the material opulences. But if he wishes to give special mercy, he would take all the material opulences. Mataji, I was thinking about a question and I wanted to ask the same. Mataji, in this case, as we have noticed that Gopinath Patnaik, he misappropriated the funds. So, at least in this pastime, he did something that was not quite ethical, but still the devotees were promoting him towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they were requesting him to save him from this calamity. So from the devotees' angle, it is understood that they are always merciful. So even if we commit any mistakes, they will always forgive us for that. But Mataji, is it correct to do so? Because suppose if I have this habit of committing mistakes, so I will just depend on devotees like you to help me and to give your mercy, and I may keep committing such mistakes, knowing that you will pray for me and release me from such sins. Thank you so much, Mataji.
I don't think Mataji is in that mood because Gopinatha Patanayaka, he was habitual on this in these activities, I think, because of his previous desire. In this pastime, it shows, I think, in that way, he was habitual in this all these activities, using money and using his government fund for his sense gratification. And that's why he was putting in this kind of situation. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also saying, maybe this time you may all say pray to Jagannath, and then he say, but again, if he do same kind of actions, what should I do, you know? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not very happy also same time when he got, if he got free from this kind of situation. And even when devotees are also will see his intention. When a devotee knew that his intention is not, he is not doing intentionally all these activities, in that case only devotees goes and interfere. I was remembering one pastime of my Guru Maharaj this is a very material kind of situation. It is Guru Maharaj was mentioning in some place in South America maybe. And their wife and husband, they were fighting. And then And somehow other the Mataji approached to Guru Maharaj, and then it's the situation is happening, you know. Please Guru Maharaj, save me, my husband is doing sitting to me, you have to save me, all these things. And then Guru Maharaj tried to interfere in their life, and then he tried to save them. But later on, that same lady was telling, you know, it was even put in, it was even going to the court case. And then, no, my husband is nothing is doing, you know, he was not doing anything. Later, the court case was even Guru Maharaj was supporting her, interfering and supporting in her case. But later on, herself, she was saying in the court, no, my husband is very nice, you know. She was sense her mind immediately, and then Guru Maharaj was telling, I'll not interfere in your wife and husband case, you know, because devotees are, they are not foolish. They will see the intention of the devotee, the person, if he is committing this kind of sinful activities because of his previous habit, you know. And then he is also ready to rectify, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went, Gopinath Patanayaka went and then surrendered to Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is ready to rectify. He wanted his mercy. Why not you give me mercy like my brother, you know? He was saying. Same case, if they are ready to rectify their mistake and they are ready to surrender more to Krishna, in that case, even Krishna can interfere and devotees can interfere. But again, if they have a tendency to commit this kind of activities again and sinful activities again and again, devotee will not do, I think, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji, that was very logical. Thank you so much. It just cleared my doubt completely. Thank you very much. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Anjana Gupta Mataji. I see one more hand raised, Mataji. Shubham Shukla. So, Mataji, please unmute yourself and ask the question, Mataji. Mataji, your voice is not clear, Mataji. We cannot hear you.
I am supposed to. My name is Shubham Shukla.
Prabhu, your voice is breaking. Still, we cannot hear you.
Probably the network is slow. So,
Prabhu, you can type your question in the chat box, Prabhu.
Okay. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Very beautiful class, Mataji. Yeah, nice question answer session too. I just had one point to add to the Mataji's question. Is it okay to say, Mataji?
Please.
Yeah, like you rightly said, Mataji, a repeat offender, may not be forgiven. The Lord himself came to the rescue of Gopinath Patanayaka. Because he, you know, apichet su duracharo, it's an accidental mistake on the part of the devotee, and due to whatever reasons, past karma or whatever. So, but if there is a repeat offender, then the Lord is not going to help. I mean, we cannot take the, the mercy of the Lord and commit mistakes after mistakes and expect him to, protect us. So, if there is an accidental fall down, then definitely the Lord recognizes that those devotees on the path of devotional service, and he shows extra special mercy and tries to pull him out of the situation. So I just wanted to add this, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. So wonderful point, Mataji. Yes.
Thank you, Mata. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Shubham Prabhu, would you like to try now?
Mataji,
I think Prabhuji's internet is very.
Yeah, I'm a remote. That's why it's not there.
Okay. Is there other any comments or suggestion, Mataji? Any things to add?
Hare Krishna, Anjana Gopika Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Mataji, very beautiful class. Thank you so much for giving us sharing your realizations and so many examples that you quoted and so many shlokas that you quoted. Very nicely you were explaining what exactly the situation is. Mataji, I have a question.
Yes.
So, Mataji, over here, while you were saying that whatever they are earning, they are still offering it to the Lord only, right? Whatever they were making, or through, even if they kind of cheated the king, they were serving the Lord with that money. So, is that okay? Like the money that we earn through wrong sources, can we use that anything in the service of the Lord?
It's a very hard kind of question, Mataji, but whatever I feel, it was not discouraging in this past time, because he was a devotee of Krishna. Ultimately, they were serving to Krishna. Maybe we can see, at least I heard from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj's lecture. He was actually giving the class, and then devotees wanted to open the beer factory. And they wanted to, I think, we are kind of things which is not very much directly involving or good religious, even focusing for good work. And then Maharaj was telling, actually, I'll not recommend it, They were asking to Maharaj, and he was saying, I'll not recommend it, who is promote to the sinful activities, Mostly, it's not very much recommended, Mataji. But if the situation, sometimes it happens, if there is no other way, and sometime devotee had to go through this situation and indulge, earn money and offer. But mostly, I don't think so. It is very encourageable, because we can see from our Swami Acharya, our devotees, the Prabhupada disciple, we can learn from them what is their instruction. Their instruction is not very recommendable, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Yes, I mean, definitely we need to watch for what the source is, but it's very difficult to do that all the time.
Because it's every situation, it's a very, because we are a conditioned soul, and then it's a very much chance we go through in indulge, mind is very strong, we should be very careful what we are doing also.
Yes, and we were reading in the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita there was this Srila Prabhupada had mentioned in his purport, and also I think in a lecture too. So I think, this is from the lecture, that if we donate some money or give some money to someone, this is not for the service of the Lord. But if we give something to someone, then obviously they would have to give it back to us at some point. Maybe this life, maybe next life. We're kind of bound by that law. In the same way, if someone has done, acquired their money through some illegal means or, through bad ways, we would still accrue that karma. So that happens only when we are in the karmic cycle, right? When we are serving the Lord, would it even be applicable was my, you know, second doubt.
Yes, Mataji, I feel, you know, for a devotee who has just dedicating their life, it is not recommended, but general people in the mass, we cannot say anything, and if they desire to give to Krishna, we cannot deny also. That's why it's a very much recommended devotee, they should not use any money, donation money for their purpose, because the devotee may not indulge directly in kind of activities, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also warned, before he was not fully surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was doing Gopinath Patanaika, but later on he also encouraged, don't do this kind of things, do the don't indulge, and then whatever money is only used for religious purpose and fruitive activities. But who are general mass of people, we cannot tell you cannot do this, you cannot do that. But if they have a desire to donate the money, that money, the devotee, mature devotee, they have to use for the service for Krishna, only for the service for Krishna. So they can also be purified, Mataji, I feel.
Very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much. Mataji, in the chat also, I think Prabhuji has put in his question. Thank you so much for wonderful class, Mataji. Please continue to give us your association. Hare Krishna.
Hi, Bull Mataji. I'm sorry. I just wanted to add to Indu Mataji's question. Is it okay?
Yeah. Yes, please, Mataji. I want somebody to add, Mataji. Yes, please go ahead, Mataji.
Yeah, because I was also thinking on the same lines when I was reading Gopinath Patanaik's pastime. So, you know, where do we draw a line in the service of Krishna? So, so this is what, you know, I in fact even emailed my Guru Maharaj regarding this topic, because I was also not able to get around it. And then this is what I understood, Mataji. I read another article by another devotee who discussed this topic in length also. And it is only under the order of Guru or the Lord himself that, you know, we can perhaps resort to some method like this to serve Krishna. But if we do it whimsically, thinking that this will please my guru or Krishna, you're going to accrue bad karma. I mean, if it's like how Arjuna, he fought the war because Krishna directly instructed him to do it. And other places too, we have seen how Krishna helped the Pandavas, you know, to win a particular situation like that, though it may not, you know, be morally, I mean, apparently morally right, but it's only under the authority of the Lord or the spiritual master, you know, if they sanction, only we should perhaps look at any other means of, you know, trying to serve Krishna. But if they do not, then that's wrong. I mean, you cannot just say I'm doing it for the service of Krishna and do anything you like. But that doesn't work like that. So that's what I understood, Mataji.
Yes,
thank you so much, Mataji.
Mataji,
thank you.
Please go ahead, Mataji.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mataji. If you want to go through.
Yeah, Prabhuji's question also same, like how Mataji was putting forward. I think same, Prabhu, because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma Paritajya Mamekam Saranam Paritajya. You know, Krishna is saying, if you surrender, you don't need to worry about I will free from your all sinful activities. Then Gopinath Patanaika's case, he was showing as a general mass of person. Just like if you are already committed in coming, you are already committing, you are not doing any activities which is related to four sinful activities. I mean, it's for them, it's our, we have to be careful. But the general mass of people, whatever they did in previous life, it does not matter. Because we all did so many previous sinful activities. But when we come contact with the devotees and we also committed, we are not going to do all these kind of activities again. And then we want to follow devotional service. In that case, we should not indulge, you know. But general mass case, when whatever they did in previous life, previous time, for coming devotional service, it will be forgiven, Prabhuji. But you know, you see, even the ghost, if we see the ghost, when somebody is suicide, they become a ghost. But devotees who is taking second initiation, when they suicide, they will become Brahma Rakshasa. Because why? Because they know the value of human life, and then still they are committed sinful activities. They will not be given forgiven easily. Maybe simple general people, if they committed suicide, if they do some kind of activities, they will be forgiven little bit. But devotees, when they do some kind of activities, for them it will be really very well. You know, they have to suffer more. That's why this Gopinatha Patanayaka's case is in the, it's showing as a central, you know, how he was interacting all these activities when he was as a general master. He was a devotee, he has a faith, but later on he committed, and then he was fully surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know. That case. That Krishna will give forgiveness all the our sinful reaction to Sarva Dharma Paritasya Mamikam Saran. Krishna Sridin Bhagavad Gita, yes. I feel in that way. Anybody want to aid or anything to say in the Prabhupada's question, they can go ahead.
Okay, Hare Krishna devotees. So, if there are no more questions,
Hare Krishna Mataji. Hare Krishna, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranams, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Beautiful lecture, Mataji. It was, I think, you brought in contrast of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and many stories of Srila Prabhupada, connecting it so well to Gopinath Patnaik's story. So I really enjoyed the class. The flow was great and the presentation was awesome, Mataji. I think the words were continuously pouring out of your mouth like a nectar, and it was so sweet and very, very nice and relishable, Mataji. Lot of lessons that you brought out, and beautiful question and answer session. I think I enjoyed the whole conversation as such, Mataji. Just wanted to share some of the thoughts, Mataji, if that's okay.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for encouraging. I know you are also very nice speaker and so much of realizing that you all have, Mataji. But Vidya Sundari Mataji is so merciful. All the devotees are so merciful and giving me chance to share my realization. Thank you, Mataji, for encouraging. Go ahead, Radhika Mataji, please.
Yes, Mataji, your realizations were so beautiful. How you contrasted it with Bhagavad Gita, Apichet Surudharo Charo, and Brahma's prayers. I really loved the flow, Mataji. There's absolutely so much connection and intricacy behind the whole pastime. I mean, it's just so delicate, and a lot of things that we need to take away as a result. So my things is this, Mataji. I just wanted to add to the realizations of yours as well. So we all know that Krishna is the Supreme Master, and we are all his external servants. And in any condition, our motive should always be to please and satisfy Krishna. So in this case, I mean, if you look at Gopinath Patnaik's case, when we try to please Krishna, we should not forget the principles of morality, religions, and ethics. That is the base. And if you're going to forget or deviate from those principles, that is not going to be pleasing for Krishna. So obviously the money that you derive by not following the codes of conduct, that is sinful. The sinful money cannot be utilized to please Krishna, because if we were to offer food to Krishna, we are going to offer food that is pleasing to Krishna. Right? I mean, you're not going to offer food that is not pleasing to Krishna. So if it is meat or anything with onion, garlic, he is not going to be pleased. Even though there can be a mood of devotion, but to start off, it is not going to please the Lord. So just wanted to add this point that any deviation from the principles of morality, religion, or ethics is not going to please Krishna. And when in fact it doesn't please Krishna, then we should not be involved in such a situation to start off. So we should always remember that we are in the position of an eternal servant to Krishna and always think about how our dealings are in all respects. Obviously, to please Krishna is not easy because you need to understand what his likes and dislikes are. And for that, we need to be good with the shastras and good with what Krishna wants from us. So the basic has to be cleared up before we actually try to understand what pleases Krishna and what doesn't please Krishna. So the shastras, knowledge of the shastras definitely help to purify the mind and the intelligence, and that way we will know what pleases Krishna and what doesn't please Krishna. So this is my two cents, Mataji. Thank you so much for the beautiful class again. I totally appreciate it. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. With your permission, I was a little bit hesitant in seeing what Radhika Kasturi Mataji is saying. So, can I say a line, Mataji?
Mataji, please go ahead.
Yeah, Radhika Kasturi Mataji, what you were saying is what I feel is saying from the devotee point of view, that, you know, those who are really, you know, on the platform of devotional service, those who have read Bhagavad Gita or those who know something about spirituality, yes, for them, they should do whatever pleases Krishna and Krishna accepts. But there is another point, you know, where people, they do not know anything about Krishna, like when you go for book distribution, right? So we don't know whether we are approaching to a drug addict or we are approaching to a person who is earning his means through, you know, through wrong ways. We don't know, but we ask for the donation. And when we get the donation, and their money is purified. So what do you think? Krishna doesn't like it? Krishna do accepts it, right? And that's from where this Agyat Sukriti comes. So this is how, you know, Krishna, when anything that is used in Krishna's service, even though it is not acquired with the proper moral values, still Krishna accepts it to an extent that it gives a Agyat Sukriti to that person. And then the person, you know, comes to the platform where he involves himself into Satam Seva, in the service of devotees, and then the progression of devotional service takes place. So this is what, you know, I want to add, that it's not that Krishna doesn't accept, because in Bhagavad Gita, throughout the pages, always Prabhupada used dovetail, you know, dovetail your each and every activity to Krishna. Now, from devotee's perspective, yes, we have to do something that pleases Krishna. But from the non-devotee's aspect, even for them, the Bhagavad Gita holds its value, where it says that do everything for Krishna. Even you are doing 9-to-5 job, dedicated to that 9-to-5 job towards Krishna. And slowly and gradually, the progression will start. I don't know.
Absolutely, Mataji. I'm in line with you. I was just talking about it from a devotee's perspective, because Gopinath Patnaika is a devotee and there is an accidental fall down here. And I meant to say it from a devotee's perspective only. I didn't comment anything on the non-devotee's perspective, because again, the knowledge is missing. That's why I said there is the relevance to the shastras. When you know the shastras, you won't commit such an act. But I mean, if you don't know as such, then obviously Lord understands your position and he will give you mercy according to what you deserve. Absolutely, Mataji. I'm in line with you.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, can I just ask you a counter question on this? Yeah, just one clarification. So, Mataji, what would happen to such a person who is not a devotee and who, like, they have their own concoction of the Lord, like, you know, like, for money, like, when people are donating, when they, suppose a person is donating with full devotion, that, okay, this is my share for the community, or this is my share for this temple. With that attitude, one person is donating, and the second person is donating that, okay, this is my money, which has been earned by all wrong means. And now I just want to get some good karma out of it. And that is the reason I'm donating it. So in that case, what will happen to the second person's motive? Because they have some motive with it. They do not have any devotion into it. But it is only that somewhere that that thing is eating them, that I have earned money by wrong means. And now I want to just do some prayashita for it. So prayashita also not. They would just want to, in front of the Lord also, they're just pretending. So what happens with such people?
Thank you, Sitapati Mataji. So we should give chance to Anjana Gopika Mataji.
Yeah, anybody, please, anybody.
Go ahead, Mataji.
Please go ahead. Your honor today, please.
No, please go ahead, Mataji. I will be very happy to get your realization here.
Okay,
sorry, Mataji, because you mentioned that point, so I just directed that question to you.
Yeah,
anybody,
yeah.
Please answer, Mataji, because no, this no, is Mataji, really.
Mataji,
you know, but Anjana Gopika Mataji, I would love to hear from you.
No, Mataji, please go ahead. I also want to hear your realization.
Mataji, you know, definitely the person who is earning from the wrong means and if using that service, that, you know, that money to Krishna's service. You know, quote unquote, Krishna's service, not in any other demigod service, then definitely, you know, he is acquiring some kind of bhakti, that is karma mishra bhakti. Because he is doing it for Krishna, so definitely his bhakti is getting good, you know. And, but he is not on that pure devotional level because he has some hidden motive behind donating that money, maybe name, fame, or even getting money purified. So definitely that is not on the pure devotional level. But yes, it's not that Krishna is going to ignore everything. Because now we can just see the example. Mayapur TOVP temple is coming. From every person, we are not even categorizing, you know, that only devotees should donate. They're asking money from everybody. So they don't know from where the money is coming and whether the money is being earned with the right motive or not. But they are collecting because their money will be purified. Even if they have not earned it in a right way, but their money will be purified. So that was my point, that it's not that Krishna rejects. Krishna sees everything. Krishna takes, because it may not be on the pure devotional level, but it brings out some agyat sukriti for that person. That's my understanding. I may be wrong. But Anjana Gopika Mataji.
Oh, Mataji, it's a, like a very nice heading, you know, you all giving the heading, Mataji.
Mataji, very, very beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji, and nice discussion. Your class is always very simple to understand. It was so nice, Mataji. You speak from your heart. Very nice, and very nice discussion is going on. Mataji, I was thinking when Sitapati Mataji asked that question, but you know, even though he's earning in a bad intention, or but still he wants to give it to for Krishna, right? So that mood is, I am earning everything as a bad, but I am only taking, I am only enjoying, I am giving it to my family, then it's completely wrong. But he has some intention to give it to God, that will be appreciated by God, right? Definitely. And also, who comes to the Krishna consciousness is also like, you know, initially, Krishna shows so much of love. Even little service they do, they'll get so much of love, means so much of pouring love from Krishna. Later only, all the rules Krishna will put, okay, this one person is not doing properly. Yeah? Then you know, your mercy is gone. I mean, so much of testing will happen. Initially, even though you are giving it in any way, but Krishna shows so much of love. That's how happened to me. Because initially, so much of love from Krishna. After that, when you fixed in your devotional service, Krishna will try to test every way. Yeah, Mataji, just want to add. Because I personally faced that situation in my life. So that's why I am adding that point, Mataji. Very beautiful, very beautiful. Yes, Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Yeah, that's why we also were discussing how Krishna ultimately he will purify, you know. He will not only take the money. If he is serious, if he becomes slowly serious, he will purify slowly and make them to understand. And he also gave, just Prabhupada, I was reading yesterday, Prabhupada was telling, he will give the sandesa, you know. If they have a bad habit to eating something, wrong thing children, but later on parents like to give sandesh to kids like that. He will give offer very nice things, you know. This is a starting point, I think. We have to encourage anyway. And then when they fixed, they will understand. Because when they come and the position committed some kind of activities or surrendering to the pure devotees, they will themselves understand in that position, I should not indulge this kind of things, I think. Before, till that time, maybe Mataji was telling, they will get Agyata Sukriti. And then they will understand their position later. Thank you so much, Kritita Sundari Mataji, and then Sukhsagari Mataji, Radhika Mataji, everyone for reading very nice points.
Mataji, we had a question from Praneshwari Mataji. So, Praneshwari Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, all glory Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you, Anjana Gopika. I kind of came on in the middle of the class, but what I wanted to just comment was that wonderful, the way you love Guru Maharaj, the way you imbibe Krishna consciousness and the sweetness and how you give everybody that understanding of Krishna consciousness really, really touches the heart. So I wanted to thank you for that. You have such a real faith that comes through when you're speaking. You close your eyes and you're just speaking everything from your heart, and that's very, very endearing. Thank you very much. I appreciated that very much. I wanted to add one little comment, if that's possible.
Please, Mataji, and thank you.
I was just going to say that with what the question about, you know, Agnata Sukriti and all this stuff, and I was thinking that somebody may think that how is it that somebody's doing such bad stuff, or, you know, giving money bad for earning money in a wrong way and then offering it to the Lord for somehow getting out of that karma. I was thinking he gets Agnata Sukriti, yes, but we have to remember that his mood is not that of a devotee, so he'll have that Agnata Sukriti, but it's still up to him to choose the Lord, right? So the Lord is always giving us opportunities, because just like a parent, he wants the kids that are farther away from him much, much more. He's thinking about that child, right, than the one that's close to him. So, you know, he, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted everybody. He wanted the, you know, the devotee as well as the non-devotee as well as the demon to be part, come back to the family, right? So the Lord can give that Agnata Sukriti because he wants to somehow get you at least it within his orbit. But again, it's the free will of that person to choose the Lord ultimately. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that's just a thought that came to my mind as you were discussing, you know, he wants everybody back. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu obviously wants everybody back.
Yes.
So he's going to give all the opportunities he can. But, you know, some of us are lucky enough to come in contact with a pure devotee and take shelter, and some are not, and have to just continue trying to drag those unwilling people back. Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu.
Thank you, Mataji, sweet comment. Yeah, even I was remembering in this past time also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is especially mentioning Vaninath, you know, what he was doing, even though everybody was in trouble, because he had a special affection with him, because his desire is only to please our Lord, and then Lord was very happy. He was continuously chanting the holy name of the Lord. Thank you so much, Mataji. It's a very nice. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Okay, thank you so much, Anjana Gopika Mataji. And thank you to all the devotees for this nice, wonderful discussion. So once again, Vancha Kalpatarupyasya Krupa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrindhi Ki Jai Namachari Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Assembled Devotees Ki Jai Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Har Grace Anjana Gopika Mataji Ki Jai.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji, for beautiful, beautiful class. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you all devotees. Hare Krishna.